This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 597. Rest in peace, Turtle Biscuit. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops to Dorbs, Rise to Mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
The hype for BlizzCon 2018 has begun, and so has our planning for this year's Con Before the Storm.
Con Before the Storm will bring together fans and content creators for all of Blizzard franchises once again at the Anaheim Hilton on November 1st.
This is the largest Blizzard community-built event, and it's made possible thanks to everyone who supports our Kickstarter campaign, which is now live at conbeforestorm.com.
Our initial funding goal is $13,500, and we're confident we can hit that goal with the community's help.
As always, we plan to include meet-and-greet opportunities with dozens of content creators, including artists, podcasters, Twitch streamers, esports personalities, and much more.
Returning fan favorites that are already confirmed for this year include badge artists Egg Dishes and Tepish, as well as the return of shirt and button designer Nadia Lee.
Finally, it wouldn't be Con Before the Storm without World of Podcasts, which will be celebrating its six-year anniversary.
However, our plans for World of Podcasts have grown, as have the costs to make it a reality, and we need your help to bring World of Podcasts back for its best year yet.
Get ready for a great night of podcasting content should we hit our stretch goal of $24,500.
To learn more about our plans, stretch goals, and backer rewards, go to conbeforestorm.com and follow at conbeforestorm on Twitter for ongoing updates. See you at BlizzCon!
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandef, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. It's hot. It's a little hot, and I haven't decided if I'm a fan of that or not.
Probably not. Just a guess.
I mean, I'm one who prefers the cold normally, which is a good thing, because, you know, I live in Canada. But it's like, I think it hit 30 degrees today, plus humidex. I think it's supposed to be 31 tomorrow.
It's not 40 yet.
That's true. I'll take solace in that, I guess. Maybe. Yeah, that's fine.
Take solace in the small things, I say.
Yeah.
And also, Fandef, how are you doing, friend?
I'm doing fabulous, except for, you know, computers. It's stupid.
I agree completely, as you may guess.
At least you have internet connection. My uncle's computer, the network card, it won't recognize. It would recognize it before, but not now. Yeah, so he's going to need a new computer because...
Is it an integrated card?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's small form factor as well, so I can't really stick another card in there. It just won't fit.
Really? Yeah. Memory Express has a lot, some really low memory, Memory Express has a lot of low footprint memory cards. NIC cards, I should say.
Maybe I'll give that a shot.
Because, yeah, when I was looking for one, I was also looking for low profile because, yeah, to want a huge card. But they got ones that are really, really low profile. Like, significantly smaller than the actual, like, usual slot size of a card. You can also get USB ones as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the USB ones aren't too bad. I used that for a little bit.
He also needs a new computer, so...
Yeah. Sometimes that is the best thing to do. Just put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
Put it out of its misery, take it to a field somewhere, take a bunch of bats to it.
No, that's just your old systems. Memory cards just aren't.
Dude, that's just printers.
I've definitely done that to a whole computer. Definitely done to a whole computer.
PC load letter?
I haven't done that to a computer. I've done that to old monitors. And then I took the pieces to an electronics recycling depot. So I was still, you know, responsible. I just, you know, had fun with it beforehand.
Well, yeah, you put it on a tarp so that you can, you know, easily gather up all the pieces and take it to the depot.
Yeah, that's just responsible. Lots of valuable components in there. At least that's what every e-recycling ad tells me.
Yes, Zeph. Fax machines as well.
The fax machines shouldn't exist anymore.
Yes. Yes, they shouldn't. All right. So how's your Wookiee WoW there, fan?
Fabulous. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, you actually played WoW this week?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this year.
Played WoW the last 2 weeks, I think. I got my... what was it? I did the Mage Tower for Affliction and got that skin on my Dirty Alliance Warlock.
Well, hey, at least now you get it on your Horde Warlock too, right?
Yeah. Well, when BFA comes out.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Which one do Affliction Warlocks do?
It's the dude. Two dudes. The one chases you. It's, I think only range classes do that one. It starts with an R is the guy's name.
Robert? Richard.
Ringo?
Is he a beetle?
A beetle? No, he's much bigger than a beetle.
Okay. A big beetle?
A big beetle?
Yeah.
Big. I'm just going to look it up because it's pretty easy to find.
Is it Riced? Gil said, okay.
Riced? Anyways, you fight Karem Mage Spear and Raced Mage Spear. Did you say Raced?
Gil did.
I thought you said Riced.
So. Might be pronounced Raced. I don't know. R-E-I-S-T?
R-A-E-S-T, I think. R-A-E-S-T, yeah. It's interesting. I did it. I had the ring to make everything run slower when it has corruption on it, and that is fabulous. It just doesn't. There's another gotcha there where there's another ad that comes out that's pretty much unkillable, and you have to stand in a little pool of doo doo for a couple seconds for it to not get cast. And if you do that, the other thing is you can just banish it. But if you do that, then it's game over, you win type. So I finally got it. Now that I got this, it looks like it's the hardest of the three. So I want to go back, do the demo and destruction ones as well. So we'll see. The destruction one has a lot of interrupting.
Which one is Destro?
Destro is that big, huge worm thing. Then some other guy. Jorgmog, the Behemoth, and Tugar, Blood Totem. And then the demo one is Sigrun.
Sigrun?
And Jarl, and Runeseer, Faljar.
Oh, okay.
That's right, it's the three. The three guys.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about those Mage Tower appearances at work again recently. I'm thinking about taking a crack at some of them.
Yeah.
Mostly the Armas one.
Oh.
I might just take a crack at it as Fury.
Oh, okay.
The Prot one looks interesting in terms of weapon design because it's a flail. While it would be cool to have it available to me as Transmog, it's still a one-handed weapon, so. Unless they add single-minded fury back in for BFA, I'm never really going to equip it. But having the option would be nice. Also, let's be real, if single-minded fury is added back into BFA, I'm probably still not going to use it. I picked fury for a reason. That was two-handed weapons.
I don't know what I'm going to be in BFA yet. I have to play around with other things.
Like in terms of spec? Or yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I couldn't pitch you. Going off Warlock.
no, that's not going to happen.
That's like me playing a paladin in BFA. Or Mesro's playing a warrior. It's just not going to happen.
Outside of game, I just have to mention this. We went to Paint the Rink last night. Or not yet, last night. Yesterday afternoon. And, you know, painted stuff on Jet's rink before they let all the ice go away. And I took a picture of Haley, and it says 7-month Nantress fan, and that's Stacey Nantress is the woman that sings our national anthem during Jets home games. And I tagged her in it on both Instagram and Facebook, and she actually posted it on her Instagram today and gave a shout out to us because she was in it.
That's cool.
Which is pretty fabulous, yeah. Man, that's really my... Oh, no. There's a little more. So I started playing my my Horde Warlock, because I'm looking at playing Horde in BFA. I can't for the life of me figure out how to get to Argus. There's something I'm missing. Like, one little quest in a chain that I'm missing. I know what I have to do is finish the class campaign thing or something like that. Champions of Legionfall is what I need. And I'm missing something little on it. And any help would be appreciated. If you want to check out Fandeth, the achievements and stuff for Laughing Skull, and just let me know what I'm missing.
Did you open the Broken Shore already?
I sure did. And I've done the first 6 parts of Breaching the Tomb, and you only need to do the first 2.
I got nothing.
That's it for me.
How about you, Dusty?
I level those worlds. I've been playing my rogue a lot recently. Going through, what's the name of that zone?
Argus?
What? Argus, neatly. Oh, it's bugging me now. The forest south of the Elwynn forest zone.
Darkshore?
No, it's not Darkshore. Darkshore's in Kalimdor.
Duskwood.
Duskwood, that's it. So I've been questing around in Duskwood and just taking my time going through there and like actually enjoying the story and all that, because that's something that's going to kind of just rush through until it was not relevant anymore. Went on to another zone, but level scaling, so now it doesn't matter. I can just keep going until I'm done. I can't remember the last time I finished Dark or Duskwood, so I'm going ahead and do that. And then I'll probably move on to Westfall, because I don't think I've completed that zone post-Cataclysm. So that'll be cool to see.
Awesome.
Queued up for a whole bunch of dungeons during that time. And I got Stockades 5 times, and not once did I finish it. Because for some reason, every tank that I've had going into that dungeon just skips the boss at the end of the hallway, and the end of the hallway to the right, and goes straight into Hogger's hallway. And all we ever do is that. For some reason, no tank wants to do the entire dungeon. It's not a long dungeon, which is why it's so confusing. Doing it proper should only take about 20 minutes, realistically. But no, every single one of the tanks I've gotten this entire week is just go straight to Hogger and I'm going to drop group. You don't even get the dungeon complete as part of that. So we're missing out on a whole big chunk of XP. It's confusing. I don't understand. People are dumb. I mean, there were a couple times where somebody attempted to tank because maybe they were able to. Either it was a class that wasn't well equipped to do it, like a hunter with their tank pet or a warlock with their tank pet, or it was somebody just switching to tank spec, like a warrior or a paladin that didn't have the gear necessary to do it properly. So yeah, we actually finished it. I'm hoping one day to actually finish it, just because it would be nice to get the rest of the quests done, because that's a big chunk of XP. I finally finished retooling my UI. Oh my god. So my last couple of weeks, I've been trying to find a replacement for Grid, just because it always annoyed me that I couldn't preview anything Grid. So I tried Good 2, I tried Voodoo, I tried a whole bunch of other things. And after a while of looking for stuff that just didn't look right to me, I ended up going back to Grid.
Did you try Domino's?
As a raid frame?
Oh, sorry. I'm confused. Never mind. What
annoyed me about eventually going back to Grid was that I didn't do the smart thing and just move my Grid folder somewhere else. I flat out deleted it, so I had to set it up again. That was fun. Just popping into random battlegrounds to get my 40 people so I can make sure that the UI looked okay. Yeah, that was great. Ran a lot of that 40-man battleground that I can't remember the name of right now. AV?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sums up my WoW week. I mean, I've been playing a lot of Overwatch just because it's the Overwatch anniversary. I've been hitting competitive deathmatch like crazy. I got paid the weirdest compliment. I guess somebody was annoyed that I was killing them a lot and checked my competitive profile, and he's like, "You're bronze in real competitive." Like, yes, I am. Firmly in bronze. Like, not on the border between bronze and silver, just bronze. Like, well, you don't play like a bronze player. And, like, to me, I'm thinking either this guy is implying that I'm intentionally tanking to get easier matchups in real competitive. Actually, that's what I was thinking. Like, okay, well, I'll take the compliment, I guess. Yeah, that was a lot of deathmatch competitive or leveling my rogue. Didn't think I would get into a rogue as much as I have, because I've tried it multiple times and just did not enjoy. I think I've deleted 6 or 7 rogues at this point. Yeah, that was my week, gaming-wise. How about you, Medros? How was your week?
My week in WoW did play on my ults a little bit. My Nightflight Forged Paladin, played him a little bit, and moved him down to Westfall, because I was really just not enjoying Wrathy at all on him. That's about it. Not a lot this week. Had family in this weekend, so didn't get a lot done that way. Hopefully more WoW time will come in the next few weeks. We'll see. But let's start our first ad, I guess. So our new sponsor is the folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard them by name, you've definitely heard it. You've seen their products. They make collectible final figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft, Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Doctor Who, Marvel, and more. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week's Funko that I picked is the Indoraptor from Jurassic World, another dinosaur. If you haven't seen this Funko Pop, the ones from Jurassic World are really, I mean, for dinosaurs, they're pretty cute. It's not quite as cute. It's actually, I think, a little cuter than the one last week. But it's, if you have a dinosaur fear, this is probably a collection you want to avoid. Because it's cute, not quite as cute as last week's, but it's still cute, I guess, depending on your perspective on that. But this one is more of an adult dinosaur. Well, I mean, if you consider, like, the one from last week, you know, this is absolutely more terrifying than the one last week.
Yeah. Is this the giant, one of the bigger 6-inch ones, or is it a standard size?
No, the other one, the 6-inch, is our one from that we're going to do 2 weeks from now, which is a T-Rex.
Okay.
See, that one from last week, that is like a baby dinosaur, looks kind of cute, doesn't look terrifying or deadly. The one this week definitely looks terrifying and deadly, going to bite your head off and eat you for dinner, in my opinion.
He just needs a little head scratch. That's all it needs.
Okay, Hagrid. Yeah, you definitely pulled a Hagrid there, sorry.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Hagrid. That's our Funko Pop for this week. If you want to check out this Funko and many others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATH2018, and you can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATH2018, and use Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show. So let's get up this week in WoW.
This week is going to be the Battleground bonus event and PvP Brawl Deep Wind Dunk. That's it. Although, what is it? Aha! So next week will be the Dark Moon Fair. So that's going to be from June 3rd to the 9th. Because the end of this week is the end of May. For anybody that's listening live, I totally missed this last week, but the Alduar raid was added to Time Walking, and Toasty had made a note that Alduar was part of the last Time Walking, but I don't remember that, so probably didn't happen that way. I don't know.
No, anyways, it definitely did, because yeah. I did it, and it was...
terrifying?
No, not terrifying. Specifically doing Yogg was terrible.
Yeah.
It was stupidly bugged. It was pulling random mobs from all over the dungeon that we skipped.
Oh. Well, maybe you just have to not skip those mobs.
I mean, maybe.
But yeah, now that you mention it, I do kind of remember that. But yay, Time Walking, which I really wish that I would do and never do. Like everything else that I want to do, but don't have time to do. Life is hard, okay?
Hey, I'm not arguing with you there, man.
Hey, I do the important things, like get the Affliction artifact appearance.
There you go.
Even though I'm not sure I'm going to be Affliction next experience.
But the important part is you'll be able to transmog to it.
That's
in BFA.
That's true. So yeah, that's it. But, oh, I guess another thing. This kind of falls into this, the same what's up this week. Just an update on Con Before the Storm. They, at the time that we made these notes, they were $3,400 away from their third stretch goal of $24,500, which would allow World Podcast to continue in 2018. Kickstarter closes on June 3rd at 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time. So go check out conbeforethestorm.com and click back the Kickstarter button to contribute. And so June 3rd would be Sunday? I think Sunday.
That's why I put Sunday on there.
Did you?
Yep.
Did I skip that when I was reading? Oh, it says Sunday. Sunday. That's when Dark Moon Fair starts.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
No, that's when you had too much beer to drink, man.
But I haven't had any beer today.
Are you sure?
I am pretty positive.
Maybe your drink was spiked.
Water? Spiked water? Yeah.
Maybe there's some hidden beer in there somewhere.
Could be vodka water. I mean, that's a thing that people drink for some reason.
Vodka with diet water?
Yep. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, you know, stop talking for a little bit because I keep screwing things up.
I would never believe you do that. I guess for our first topic. So, found out a few days ago, just last Thursday, somebody I used to work with over at WoW Radio, somebody a lot of people are very familiar with, has passed away. Total Biscuit, who many people know from his many things done in the gaming community, passed away from cancer. He had announced a few months ago that he had received a diagnosis, things had gotten worse, and that he would be lessening his interactions on the gaming side, stopping doing a few things that he was doing to focus on his health and the last little time he had with his family. And his wife announced on Thursday, I think it was Thursday, that he had passed away. Now, many people have pointed out that the Total Biscuit did a lot of things that people didn't like. And there's no denying that. The same could be said about me. And I mean, many people in the gaming community. I don't pretend to support everything he did, but I can definitely say for myself and many people who work with him at WoW Radio and various other things he did, that many of us would not be the people we are today if it wasn't for his influence with on us. I don't know how, like, Toshi, I think you said that you met him in person?
A couple times. And yeah, he was just a super cool guy. I mean, honestly, we got to talk to him for a little bit of each of the time we talked to him, and he was just completely willing to stand there with complete strangers and just nerd out a little bit about stuff he was passionate about, and just he seemed like a great guy. And judging from some of the other, judging from some people's posts about the whole thing, he was somebody that was well respected and loved by quite a few people.
Did you ever have a chance to meet him there, Fan?
Yeah, I saw him. I think it was the first BlizzCon that we went to. He was at the hotel where people always go hang out for drinks.
The Hilton.
Yes, the Hilton.
You and me ran into him together.
Yeah.
And my cell phone kept, like, not cooperating to take a picture.
Yeah, it was, like, I love the fact that I've met so many great people at the various BlizzCon, the few BlizzCons that I was at. And he was the kind of guy where you either love him or you hate him. And I know a lot of people weren't, like, super amused by some of his things or, like, his attitude towards some things. But I totally agree that he was, from what I met, he was always a great guy. So truly sad to hear, to see that he's gone, and, you know, all the things that he's left behind, his wife, his kid, Team Liquid, you know, and then the other content that he produced, and all his other friends that he, you know, he did co-optional podcast and all that kind of stuff. So
one of the favorite things when reading through the massive amount of posts on Twitter and all that about Total Biscuit was Jesse Cox's tweet about him, particularly the GIF that he used. It was Jesse when he was doing his Leah cosplay from Diablo 3.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Total Biscuit was just playing with his hair. That was amazing.
Total Biscuit used to have a series that he called WTF Is, and it would be like kind of just introing games and stuff, and he would talk about the games themselves. And I actually stole that image for a work project that I was working on. The thing that Toasty does right now, works with right now for Cricket, when we were first creating it, they started off just the working name was Zig, which then moved on to AO, which then moved on to Cricket. So the Zig. So I did a presentation on WTF is Zig and explained everything about it, because I thought it was crafty. Awesome. It was cool. I probably still have that somewhere as well.
I mean, he's done a bunch of fantastic content. WTF is a great first impressions thing. The co-optional podcast is also fantastic, but I think that's one of the things where, you know, admittedly, I'm really behind in all of my podcasts, so I haven't listened to any of them or watched any of them in a while, but for a long time, I went out of my way to make sure I had 3 hours set aside to watch that, because it's entertaining. I mean, him, TB, Jesse, and Dodger, and whoever they conned into getting onto that show. It was always an entertaining couple of hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird seeing that podcast without TB. I mean, he's been like not on the show before, but like not on there and not coming back. It's going to be weird. I don't know if he's doing one tomorrow or not, but we'll see. And yeah, like, as Zeph said in the Discord, TB was one of the people who was a staunch supporter of the StarCraft II esports scene, and he was really, you could tell he was really passionate about that and wanted it to succeed. And I mean, it's dropped off in the past couple of years, but it's still it's still up there in terms of viewership and all that. And I would venture to say that he's got a small part in that at the very least. It's sad to see him go. I mean,
yeah.
There were a couple people that I count as helping me get interest in Warcraft and all that very early on. He was one of them. And then because of that, I went on to consume other WoW-related media, which brought me to WoW Insider, which brought me to all things Azeroth, and a whole bunch of the other Warcraft stuff. So, yeah. I mean, that was a very real impact on my life.
Well, yeah, like I said, I have my own history with him.
Yeah.
He had a lot of impact on me as a personality and trying to find my voice. He tried repeatedly to help me. And for all that I can say about him as a person, he will never be forgotten in the community. And I know there's some people who feel that he shouldn't be remembered. He shouldn't be memorialized. He shouldn't be connected with World of Warcraft. I will leave it to Blizzard whether they decide to do anything for him, but I do feel that he had an impact on a lot of players. So whatever happens, he should definitely be considered, at least, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He will be missed by many people, and not all of them are people who some seem to think are the worst of the worst. So my thoughts go out to his family, his friends, those who know him best, and those who were there to support him in the end. And that's all I have to say about that. All right, move on. Let's talk about a comic.
All right, so that Jada comic that we talked about last week, well, it came out shortly afterwards. So the Jada comic reunion was released on the 22nd, so literally the day after we talked about the preview. Go figure. If you can assume from the title, it talks about Jaina and I don't want to spoil it too much, but let's just say she gets a taste of home. I really like this deep dive into. I'm trying to think of how to say this without spoiling it. I really appreciate this dive into Jaina's trip back home. I mean, it's obvious. That I'm comfortable saying, because we all know that that's definitely where she's been.
Maybe reflections is a word for it.
Reflections?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Reflecting on her past?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of that, too. What I am comfortable saying about it is it looks like it's fantastically drawn. I really like the art style. It's a bit of a departure from the comic style, I guess, the drawing style that we're used to in other Warcraft comics. At least that's how it looks to me. It doesn't look similar to the other ones, or maybe I'm just remembering the previous ones incorrectly. Oh, another comic was released today. There's one based on Magni?
Oh.
Really? Huh. That's not one of the three that we assumed we were getting. Because what did we say? We said Jaina, Anduin, and Sylvanas.
I think somebody answered Magni at some point, though, like in the question of the week or something like that.
Maybe? I don't. Cool. There's a Magni one out today, too. So go ahead and check that out, I guess. I'm going to be reading that after the show. One can only assume he's doing more of his planet talking. As speakers do, apparently.
You're just jealous. You know you would totally want to talk to Azeroth to be good.
I want to talk to Magni, man. One of my favorite leaders. Hands down. Okay, yeah, Azeroth. But mostly Magni. But not by much. Like, if Magni was a 10, Azeroth would be a 9. Oh, sorry. The comic isn't yet released. Frasley, you can't just say that. Oh, it says teased. I can't read, guys. Okay, so Magni was teased today, so it's going to be released in a couple days. Probably. Did you guys have a chance to read the comic at all?
I started to, but I did not make it through it. I did, like, I don't know how long it was there, but yeah. No, I didn't. I started to.
What about you, Medros?
No. No, didn't. I was just too busy this weekend to read anything. And work was busy today, so.
Well, yeah, you guys can go ahead and check that out on the Warcraft site. And I guess now we can also look at the tease for the Magni comic. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Leaves me really confused as to who the third comic's going to be about. I was not expecting Magni. Maybe it's a double feature, so I'll end it in Sylvanas.
Oh. Yeah. Both at the same time.
Yeah.
Them fighting each other. Where they go from one city to the other.
And it shows them, like, on the crest of battle. Oh, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Or it could be Kankar stand-up comic routine, according to Frasley. I think that's less likely. Like, 50% less likely. Anyway, why don't you tell us about that zone preview we got, Fen?
Sure. So, Justvar, I guess there was a blue post for basically a Battle for Azeroth preview for Justvar Visitor's Guide. So it's kind of just like a quick breakdown about Justvar. And like just looking at some of the pictures here, that's all I really looked at. I didn't really read the whole thing. But it looks kind of neat. And was this is an Alliance thing?
Yeah, it's the Alliance Zone.
Starting zone?
Yep. That's where we can see a bunch of like the Wicker stuff.
And the thick people?
What's that?
The thick people?
And we see thick people everywhere. Because they're Culturans. Culturans, Culturan. No, I'm going with Culturan. So yeah, we see a bunch of those Wicker people, and there's a dungeon in there. I think it's Waycrest Manor is in that zone. I should really do some of the dungeons in the beta. So far, I'm just exploring a lot.
Yeah, it's a 5-player dungeon in Justvar.
The text on the site says we get to hunt a interesting variety of creatures, which, I don't know, like, looking at some of the models we're getting from BFA, I'm wondering what those interesting people are, or interesting creatures are. Because there's been, like, people with pig noses and just horrific-looking things.
It says, north of the Crimson Forest, the Ashenwood Grove Bears witness to creatures adorned with fungi and strange creatures known as Fungarians patrolling the pathways. Fungarians. Wow.
They're really running out of names for these.
Yeah.
Fungarians,
yeah.
Wonder if they have goulash.
Probably. They have what?
Goulash.
Goulash?
You can't tell me you don't know what goulash is.
Sure.
Oh, goulash is so good.
Man. How? So disappointed.
Anyway, this is one of the Alliance zones that I'm looking forward to starting up in and playing more than the... Like, I've played in the zone, but that was at the demo at BlizzCon, because that's what I wanted to try. But outside of that, that's the only taste I've gotten, because like, I'm not playing Alliance side in the beta. So, I'm looking forward to getting there, because some of the stuff from there was really cool. Just the entire aesthetic of the zone was what's the word I'm looking for? It was kind of folky. Reminded me of some of those Grimm Brothers stories, I guess. Just it felt that way in terms of atmosphere. There's talk of witches and like wicker creatures and all that other stuff. So yeah. Like I very much dig that whole thing, and I'm looking forward to actually playing in there. Eventually. Maybe. I mean, not maybe, I'm going to do it come live, for sure. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Maybe you'll fall in love with the Horde side so much that you will leave Alliance.
Nope. Did that once before. And basically the first chance I had to hop back to Alliance, I did it.
Good plan.
Okay, so... talk about artifact appearances, because that's still an important thing for people. I mean, that's what people are doing right now. They're grinding on artifact appearances. Fan just did it. And I'm talking about doing it again, because we want them, right? because we need to get a bunch of them before BFA comes out. We need to get our Mage Tower stuff. Up until 5 days ago, we thought we needed to get the Keystone Master achievement to get the Mythic plus 15 appearance. But 5 days ago, we were told that will still be available in BFA. So the artifact appearance associated with the Keystone Master will still be available in Battle for Azeroth, according to a blue post on the BFA beta forums. Players can earn the achievement in Legion through August 13th, or as long as players complete a Mythic plus 15 BFA dungeon at level 120, they will gain that appearance. So basically what that means is that the only artifact appearance is not available come BFA will be the Mage Tower ones. So if gaining artifact appearances is the thing you're doing before BFA comes out, focus on those Mage Towers whenever they're up.
It's just the first one. You can fill out the rest of them. So I have the Affliction one. There's other parts to it, so I can fill those out anytime I want now.
Correct. Which, you know, I guess that means I'm going to get the Arms one. I don't even remember what the arms Mage Tower artifact skin looks like. Was it an axe? Maybe? I don't know. I'm going to look it up now. See if it's worth my time. Warrior.
Oh, it would be worth your time just for a completionist factor.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're into that.
Oh, it's the sword with the flared point. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be getting this. I'm going to try to anyway. Oh. Let's see if I brute force of this fury. I'm pretty sure at some point you're just going to have a high enough item level that you can brute force it.
Yeah. I might try to do that for mine because I'm just so comfortable with Affliction.
I think the only one I won't be able to brute force is probably going to be the prod one.
Yeah.
Probably have to mitigate a bunch of damage and all that other crap.
Well, I think you have to save people from getting killed.
I mean that too, but mostly mitigate damage. That's all I care about. That's what I'm supposed to do as tank, right? Just mitigate damage and make sure the boss keeps hitting you.
Yeah, make tanking, the boss mad.
Tanking in a nutshell. That's it for, like, bigger news. I mean, there's been a bunch of other small beta stuff that's been added in. There's something about pet battles that I honestly haven't looked at because it's pet battles and that's not something I've ever done a lot. Fan, you brought that up, though. Do you remember the points about that? About the changes?
I don't remember. I thought we talked about it before. Oh, I guess it's about new pet battle mechanics in BFA.
Yeah.
And from on enemy pets. And I thought it was the thing where they scale better for you, but that was maybe something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago or something.
No, actually, that was in this post. Scaling to the highest... So the world quest will scale to the highest level of the pets on your team. So that's good. That makes it more accessible for a lot of people. I know, like, pet battle quests are just something I ignore because, hey, it's all level 25 and I have, like, 4 level 25 pets that are not that great at world quest stuff. A lot of them are built around capturing. Let's talk about a new currency, which I think we touched on last week. And they're putting in a whole bunch of new mechanics. Something like pets will get the ability to summon a random weather effect, which, you know, is cool and just very much reminds me of Pokemon. Looks like several pets are seeing different heals. There's more aura effects that'll heal your pet or damage the enemy pet based on the last hit dealt. Cool. It looks like just a bunch of other existing abilities have been tweaked in one form or another. So yeah, if pet battling is your thing, looks like they've got a post on the Battle for Azeroth beta forum. Go ahead and check that out. There are also a whole bunch of different voiceovers added, and I mean a lot. Anduin got some updates. I linked the wrong one, didn't I? Yes, I did, because I'm an idiot.
Huh.
That wasn't the one I wanted to link at all. I know Anduin saw some, I think, one of the Kul'tiran NPCs that I can't remember the name of right now. Saw some updates. Gen has some new ones.
Oh, here.
Ashrae. That was Gen, it.
Corona, Sorfang, Jaina, Sylvanas, Princess Talanji, Priscilla, Ashvin. Is that, that's what you just said?
Yeah.
Queen Mia, Greyman, Talia. That's all of them.
Yeah, some of these are interesting that I didn't expect them to actually show up. Garona, I didn't see coming. Talia, how do you spell Talia Manethil's name? Is that it?
That's Kalia Manethil.
Is it Kalia?
Yeah. She's in the priest sanctum.
Right, Kalia. Never mind. I thought that was Arthas' sister. Nope, it's somebody different. It's just a very similar name. I'm an idiot. Okay. Obviously, we're not going to get into great detail about what they talked about because that's heavy spoiler territory. But if you're interested in hearing some of the voiceover lines, go ahead and check out the post on MMO Champion. They've got them all conveniently in a single post. Now, here's what I wanted to talk about.
In that same post with all the voiceovers, it has a section for This Week in WoW History, and they're talking about the keyring slot in WoW. Remember the keyring slot?
What's a keyring slot?
Oh, my God. Remember? Oh, you probably didn't have
to. I'm kidding. I know what it is.
Keys?
Yeah.
Man, I don't miss that.
No, I do not either. I remember when it went away, everybody was all up on an uproar. I was like, what's the big deal? I just have these random keys that I had somebody make for me.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of stuff happened then. We got that cosmetic class accessories thing that we still haven't seen. I want it.
Grand Expedition Yak.
Yes, the best yak. They talked about Fury Warriors. Ah, there's a big giant blue post about Fury Warriors, and it's making me feel better about where Fury is going. Because a lot of the abilities right now, they don't make sense going into BFA, and I was kind of worried about what direction they would go. Looks like they're making a lot of changes there to make the abilities more appropriate for what Fury Warriors seem to be gearing towards, and that's haste. Also, there's also a bit in there that I can't remember which one it was exactly, but the reason behind the change was to kind of remove the dependency on that gear acquisition to make them more competitive. Warriors historically have been a very gear dependent class, where all classes are, obviously, but Warriors have been more gear dependent than other ones, and they're trying to address that, and I like that, because hey, I want to be able to compete before I get all my gear. And they're changing some of the abilities to grant haste instead of crit, and that's still weird to me. I realize that I've been stacking haste on my warrior for all of Legion, but I mean, that's 2 years.
Feels bad, man.
That's 2 years out of what, 9, that I'm stacking haste instead of crit, so it still feels weird.
You just have to hit them faster, not harder. That's the long and short of it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, and I guess it makes sense in terms of just the idea behind a Fury Warrior. You get angry and you hit them a lot more instead of hitting them harder.
That's true, I guess, yeah. Never thought of it that way.
One thing that I'm liking is that they're moving. It looks like they're looking towards either removing Furious Slash or just changing it up, which I'm okay with. Furious Slash felt kind of weird. It was a weird. I mean, it was mostly just a filler ability, which, you know, is great. But, like, I don't know. I had to explain what it was about the ability, but I just never liked its place in the Fury Warrior rotation. So either having it changed or just flat out removing it, I'd be okay with either. I'll have to pay attention closely to what they do with it. I mean, cause I think Whirlwind we can use pretty effectively in place of that. I don't believe there's a rage cost or a cooldown on that anymore, if I'm remembering right. It's been a while since I played my warrior. So, yeah. I am cautiously optimistic about what's going to happen with warriors in Battle for Azeroth, and I think right now they've only sort of half implemented all the changes they want in Fury Warrior into the beta. So, we give it a little while. And
I'm glad your Fury Warriors are getting some days there.
What's that?
I'm glad your warriors are getting update there.
Me too. I would like to continue playing it.
Good plan.
Yeah. I mean, there are also some Discipline Priest things, but I haven't read too much into detail about that, but I'm going to continue playing that one too. Yeah. Reading all the abilities for Discipline Priest is not the same as reading the abilities for Fury Warrior. Fury Warrior is just something that's burned into my brain. I'm not quite at that point with my Discipline Priest. I changed that once already. I knew that was you.
That wasn't me this time.
Anyway, we got a whole bunch of new models in the latest build for Battle for Azeroth 2, including these weird looking, like, it looks like the Voidwalker models, but they're like green and orange and they look kind of badass. And I want them. I don't know what I want them for, but I want them. Some weird looking banshee thing that's just
creepy.
Yeah. I really like it. It feels properly terrifying. And the ones with the bag and the skulls all over it. Oh, and mason jars by the looks of it, so it's a hipster banshee.
Oh.
And of course the alpaca. There's the alpaca. There's the thing that goes with that alpaca icon that we found a while ago, I want to say. Got a whole bunch of new loading screens.
I absolutely have no care about the alpaca, by the way. Not what? A care.
What?
You heard me.
You know what? No. Whatever. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's cool.
It is what it is. It's teach their own.
Yeah. So we got four new loading screens. One featuring one for the Island Expeditions. Another one for Tear Guard, and we got another one for just an Alliance loading screen featuring the Kul'Thras. Well, I say featuring the Kul'Thras. There's Jaina on there, and some Wicker thing that just looks amazing, and I want to play one. And the Horde got a Zandalari flavored loading screen featuring Zandalari trolls and a dinosaur and those snake people that I don't remember the names of. Yeah. Was there anything that you guys found interesting from the beta this week in terms of whatever?
Nothing that I can see.
Oh, I was talking with Matt today about something related to the beta and I can't remember what it was, but it was something interesting.
Was it about running old content now?
No, we talked about that last week. We talked about that last week on the show, too.
Yes, we did.
Well, it's lost. It can't, couldn't have been that important then, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm pretty sure we talked about this before in passing, but just the having PvP enabled, you get extra talents that you can use in PvP and PvE.
That's correct.
You also get, what is it, 15% increased experience.
Yes.
Super awesome.
They're putting quite a bit of incentive into leveling with war mode enabled.
Yeah.
Because, hey, extra talents, that's good. Hey, more experience, that's also good.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're playing early on, the chance of you actually seeing somebody of the other faction is a lot lower.
Yeah, absolutely, because everybody's going to be questing in their own zones until 110.
Yeah.
Or 120, rather.
Yeah. So that's what we talked about today. And so I thought I should bring that up. And I totally forgot.
Well, there you go. You got it.
Yeah. So I'm going to be leveling with PvP enabled because why not?
Yeah, I'm considering it too, honestly.
I won't.
Well, it's you.
And what does that mean?
You don't like PvP.
You don't like experience at 15% extra experience.
I don't like dying to players, no.
Yeah, you don't like PvP. That's fine. Right. Really give me the way you want to play. That's why they give us all these options.
Yeah.
So many options, you don't have to do all of them. Well, I think it's about that time that we talk about the second sponsor of the show.
Sure.
Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. And today we're going to continue the trip down the Heroes of Olympus series with the House of Hades, Book 4.
Frank stumbled out of the Black House. The door shut behind him, and he collapsed against the wall, overcome with guilt. Fortunately, the Cato-Blepanes had cleared off, or he might have just sat there and let them trample him. He deserved nothing better. He'd left Hazel inside, dying and defenseless at the mercy of a crazy farmer god. "Kill farmers!" Ares screamed in his head. "Return to the Legion and fight Greeks!" Mars said. "What are we doing here?" "Killing farmers!" Ares screamed back. "Shut up!" Frank yelled aloud. "Both of you!" A couple of old ladies with shopping bags shuffled past. They gave Frank a strange look, muttered something in Italian, and kept going.
So once again, that was The House of Hades, the fourth book in the Heroes of Olympus series, written by Rick Riordan, narrated by Nick Chamian? One of the two. You can find that in over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. And we thank Audible for their support of the show.
Indeed.
Okay. So, our question of the week, or last week, was, what other NPC comics do you want to see going into BFA? Zephariah says, Yarel, Greymane, or Rathian? Frasley says, I second Rathian, and I wouldn't mind a Khadgar or Mechator comic either.
Aerlina says, I third Rathian, if only to annoy Medros. Seriously, though, I'd like to see one on Moira. Her son has probably outgrown the cradle by now. Nick Z says, completely unrelated to BFA, but I'd like to know what's going on with the Sunwalker Desco, just to make sure he's doing okay. I'd also like a comic going over what happened on AU Draenor, since there's a lot we've missed out there. And Lagerwolf says, but Lillian Vost gives some extra explanation to why is she part of the Horde all of a sudden? She's never been keen on the Horde or Alliance to begin with.
And every class said Varrok Sorfang, Rokan, Tess Greymane. Gil said, I second Yarel. How do you say that? Yarel? Okay. What has been happening on Draenor since we left, remembering that we left her on Draenor passed, and more time has passed for her than us.
All right, so next week's question is, what content creator would you like to give a special shout-out to?
Yeah, this one was inspired by something Ro retweeted just after the news that news about TB hit. So, yeah, who would you like to give? What, it doesn't even have to be Blizzard-related or Warcraft-related. What podcast or content creator do you want to give a shout-out to just for appreciating the work that they do?
I will give a shout out to Zeph. Recently started podcasting, as well as already doing her blog, and I think pushing yourself to grow is always a good thing. So, how about you, Toasty?
Oh, I it's funny. I thought of this question, and I'm not sure. It's not that I'm struggling to think of a content creator. I'm struggling to pick which one. There's so many that I like. Jesse Cox is a great content creator, as is Dodger. They're both on the Co-optional podcast. The folks over at the Calvary and Watchpoint Radio, fantastic Overwatch podcasts. Yeah, there are so many that I appreciate just for the content they put out there. I'm struggling to name a bunch. What about you, Fen?
I was thinking about this. And I definitely have a few. I think the first or the one that ranks highest in my mind in recent time is Taliesin and Evitel because of their YouTube channel, and I watch their videos a lot. Every time a new one comes out, I try to watch it, and it's very entertaining. And they have this thing where they like make predictions, and you know, a lot of their predictions are actually kind of right or turn out to be right. And you know, it's like they got a horseshoe, and I don't know why they're not playing the lottery, because yeah. Other ones, notable ones that I really enjoy is Bajira. I don't really watch his PvP streams a lot, but a lot of times I will put on when he's streaming like his daily weightlifting stuff, and you know, the music that he's playing is really entertaining, and he's super personable and you know, talking to his viewers, and I think it's really cool. And then the third one, which I have not watched this in forever, but DuckSauce used to be one of my favorites to watch, and I actually used to have his stream going on like a Saturday morning while I was, me and Hannah were having coffee, and he was just, I mean, so engaging and talking with his viewers and really easy to listen to, and I found that very entertaining. So yeah, that's mine.
Now, those don't count as your shoutouts for the show, so... I was thinking this week for my shoutout who I want to do it for, but we already talked about it enough. And while, you know, I think it's good to say the goodbye that we've said and move on and do stuff in memory of, instead of sticking to the recent past. My shout-out is going to be to the Con Before the Storm folks. Definitely want to, again, mention the Kickstarter is coming to an end soon. If you can support, if you can't, mention them, tweet them, get the word out, because it's a really good cause and a really great event. And while a lot of us won't be there this year, there'll be a lot of people who it's their first time, or their second time.
Or their sixth time.
Their sixth time. They all deserve a great event. So definitely support Con Before the Storm if you can.
That was going to be mine.
Sorry for stealing it.
You know what? It's worth shouting out again. It's a fantastic event. Shout out to those guys. Seriously. People like Ro and Seraphis and Zia, who put in so much time to organize this event. And yeah, I agree. We should be helping them put on this event. So yeah, I think as of right now, they're at just over 21,000, so that's like 21,300, so $3,200 more. before we can get World of Podcasts 2018. And World of Podcasts is just a fantastic thing. Picture, if you're the kind of nerd who pictures their favorite podcasters collaborating on a single show, that's what World of Podcasts is. You had a bunch of people from Warcraft podcasts talking about Warcraft, Diablo talking about Diablo, Starcraft, you know, all those other podcasts and all those other games. It's a bunch of those creators coming together and talking about those games and what they're expecting to get out of BlizzCon for those games. So absolutely, and if you can throw support towards them, throw support towards them, or just spread the word about this amazing show.
Now, they'll do World of Podcasts anyway. This is just beefing it up, right?
I believe the stretch. I was just looking. I just closed the window too. Damn it! Hold on.
Control shift T.
Frasley. What's that?
Control shift T.
Well, Frasley just linked it. It was one of several tabs I've closed. So. I don't know if they've got any. Okay, so World of Podcasts 2018 will only be added to Con Before the Storm if at least the 24,500 tier is met. So, need to hit that tier. I don't know if they've got anything planned if they don't hit that tier. Help them get towards that stretch goal, because that's a really. That's where Con Before the Storm got its beginnings. World of Podcasts back in 2013, right?
I think so, yeah. First year.
Yeah, because that was the first year we went. Yeah. So, yeah. Help them out. You get a bunch of cool stuff.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's about it, though. So,
Wait. You didn't do mine.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were all doing Con Before the Storm. Sorry. Please go ahead.
Oh, no. I don't want to necessarily dwell. I know you had changed what yours was, but my shout out this week is actually to you, Medros, because I know that you used to work with TV and do a show with him, but I also know that He's said some things in the past that kind of rubbed you the wrong way, and you weren't necessarily the most happy with him. But reading some of your tweets and, you know, calling for adding a memory for him in game, super high class and so much respect. Like, that's super awesome. And I mean, it just goes to show that, you know, you don't necessarily have to agree with somebody all the time, but or even necessarily want to associate with. I don't know how to phrase this, but like I know that you have a history, and just to show like the class and the respect, and I think that's super awesome. So kudos to you.
I appreciate that.
And it's outro time.
All right.
Yeah. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. You can find Medros at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, and I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of the MagniCon, I guess.
And more beta news. Of course. Definitely beta news.
And no alpacas.
Boo!
Is that the noise they make?
I don't know.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.